You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my good friend Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, an Australian national, therefore a man of the Commonwealth, about the change of government in London and Westminster, Labour overwhelmingly victorious, and the Conservatives in retreat. Question is, what does this mean for national defense? What does this mean for AUKUS? What does this mean for the treaties in place? Labour has not enjoyed power for quite some time. Last time was more than a decade ago, and therefore the questions remain open. However, Gregory also speaks to the Conservatives and what they need to do and how they mishandled the situation these last years, and looks for status quo ante in the Parliament, a troubled nation, the United Kingdom, and in need of renovation. At the same time, the wars in Europe beckon London to get involved. More of this tonight. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, on Labour Takes Command.
Yes, it still has the ultra-left faction, which is uncomfortable with the military, but more and more, the mainstream Labour is comfortable with defence. It's taken on defence as a national duty, and I don't think we're going to see any major reversals of key defence spending programs initiated by the Conservatives, but I think we will not see a strong interest in increasing defence spending or in the deployment of UK forces globally, except where treaty obligations have already been set in stone, such as with the AUKUS, Australia-UK, US treaty, where the UK has obligations to Australia, for example, in cooperation on nuclear-powered submarines. So I think they'll continue with that, but I don't see any creative thinking at all on defence by Labour. As I say, I think we're in for five wasted years in which the United Kingdom situation will not get better economically or with regard to social unrest due to the massive, and I mean massive, immigration crisis which the government, the last government and this government now face.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.